Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. You know, Teresa, I don't really like the term spiritual life. I think there's just life, and God has a wonderful plan for every facet of life. For example, what does God want me to do with my money? And my ability to earn money? And how will he judge me when I stand before him at my death? In fact, these questions fall under the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. And Jesus has a lot to teach us through the church, not only about prayer, but about work and about money and the economy. So that's why we're doing this series that's kind of a crash course on God's economic principles, the things he expects us to incorporate in our personal lives, homes, businesses, and country when it comes to things that we think a lot about, like work and money. Now, the history of American currency is a fascinating story. From the multiple currencies that circulated at the time of the Revolutionary War and through the 1800s, to the debates about the gold standard at the turn of the century, then going off the gold standard domestically during the Great Depression, and then entirely off the gold standard in the 70s, to the point that the US dollar is now the global currency, even though it seems to be pretty unstable to a lot of folks. This is a very interesting history. And politicians, analysts, and economics continuously argue about it all the time, but it should prompt the deeper question among Christians. Why do we have money at all? And if our money doesn't signify gold, what does it signify? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So why do we have money at all? People with economics backgrounds say, more technical sounding stuff like money is a medium of exchange, or a store of value, or a metric of value. But most of us, if our kids asked us, why do we want money? We would say, well, so that we can buy things. But then kids will ask, okay, but why would anyone give you stuff for little pieces of paper? And we'd say, because they want to buy stuff with those pieces of paper. And then, because kids are smart, smarter than we give them credit for, they'd ask, but why is everybody willing to hand over stuff for little flimsy pieces of paper? And we might say, well, everybody just is. And you'd better hope they keep on being willing to hand over stuff for little flimsy pieces of paper, or we're all going to be in a lot of trouble. But actually, that's not really the right answer. That's not really what's going on with money, even our modern currency. It's actually a very sane system. It's a very good thing, and even a very beautiful thing. What's happening with money, or what happens a lot of the time anyway, is that money helps us keep track of all the good all the different members of society do for one another. Money is meant to be a measure and a record of the good we do and how we all take care of each other. Did you catch that? The reason we work is not to make money. The reason we work is to do good for others. And money is just the way to measure the good we've done for others. But the reason we work is to contribute some good. So what good are you contributing? What good are you doing for others through your work? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Chasing the dollar is not the way we should look at our work. The church teaches that private property is meant to be the result of human work, but human work is largely about doing good for other people. So for instance, say a person works as a nurse at a hospital, or a teacher at a school, or an Uber driver. They spend their workday trying to do good for people, trying to serve them. So the people the nurse works for give him money. And so the money becomes a symbol that a certain amount of good has been done for someone else. This worker then goes home, and maybe his wife then goes shopping, and the man at the store gives her groceries. She gives him some money so that now the grocer has this symbol showing that he has done a certain amount of good for someone. And maybe the grocer takes some of this money, and when the man at a car dealership gives him a car, he gives the car dealer some money to show that the car dealer has done somebody a certain amount of good. And then maybe the car dealer pays his insurance company, who pays the original nurse working at the hospital. And so the circle of good is complete. So do you see what is supposed to back the dollar? It doesn't have to be gold or threats from the government. And it certainly doesn't have to be nothing. Like everything human, what backs our economy is supposed to be doing good to others. It's supposed to be justice, love, and goodwill, and the resolution to create a society where we help one another. But if we start making money by actions that don't help people, actions that are not good, then we are destroying the meaning of money. And we are destroying the foundations of our economy. So, the first question we should ask ourselves is this: what good for other people and for the world am I doing with my work? Because we work in order to do good. That's the motivation, not just making money. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The reason we work is to do good for others, and money is supposed to be a measure of the good you have done. If you forget what money is supposed to mean, if all you think about is what money can get you, then you'll start looking for ways to get it any way you can. And if you forget that money is meant to symbolize that someone has done good to someone else, then you'll be tempted to start lying, cheating, and stealing to get money. Then our whole economy becomes one great fraud where the pieces of money don't stand for anything good at all. We get it by selling bogus products, doing meaningless work, or trying to swindle as many people as we can before they catch on. In other words, unless we make sure that money remains a symbol of good done to others, we will turn our whole society into one great violation of the seventh commandment. We will steal our neighbor's money in exchange for something valueless, and then we will use that same valueless money in exchange for a different neighbor's goods and services. An economy like that, where we scheme for ways to get benefit from others without doing real good to them, an economy like that is what Christ drove out of the temple. An economy like that is a den of thieves and robbers. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, how are you making your money? And if you're a young person who hasn't started a career yet, ask yourself, how are you planning on making your living? Will you be able to say before God, I earned my paycheck honestly? I really did serve people. I helped them. My work did make other people's lives better. If you can't say that, then really start to pray about what you can do differently. Because we were put in this world and into this economy to do good for others, to serve others, to make a good contribution to the world through our work. To follow Christ in making the world a better place. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know, I'm actually very surprised, and if I'm being honest with you, when you said we were going to do a series on economics, and you're just talking about what backs money, I was very skeptical. And I thought, oh, that's nice. I feel like I'm in school again. But I wasn't confident that there would be a lot of personal application or spiritual application. I'm actually very shocked with this content, because really, at the end of the day, what we're talking about here is the meaning of work as well, which I didn't realize how much that impacts everyone's daily life and society right now. Because one of the big issues I'm seeing is that people, they base the value of their work on how much money is put to it, the monetary value of it, which is very unfortunate, because you have people who are doing really incredible work that really is doing such an incredible good for other people, and they're not getting paid for it. And then, quite honestly, you got a lot of people who are doing the dumbest things on earth and making millions.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's a bad thing, because I feel like this conversation can get off kilter when people talk about, like, athletes making the most money.
Right.
Can be pretty crazy.
Or PewDiePie.
Hey, I think PewDiePie deserves PewDiePie. It. First of all, good man. He's a dad now. Congrats to PewDiePie. You can't start beef with PewDiePie. He's great.
I won't go there.
No. I I actually think he's a better influence than most people who are making that kind of money on YouTube. But when it comes to across the board, everyone is desperately looking for meaning in their work, and so many people feel completely devoid of meaning, no matter what their work is, and it's really getting to them.
Yes, because this is what I'm hearing you say, that people think the only value of their work mm-hmm. is their paycheck.
Yes.
And that is not the value of work.
Which is so funny. So many people brag about their massive paycheck, but they're not bragging about how much influence or how much good they're doing for others. They're not actually bragging about the quality of their work. They're just saying, in fact, a lot of them are actually bragging, I did so little and got so much money.
And do you think deep down they feel good about that?
No, because otherwise they wouldn't be bragging about it. Yeah. People who feel good about what they've done don't have to brag about it, because bragging says, I need you to validate what I've done, because it's not enough as it is.
Excellent point. When all that matters is God's validation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. Jesus said, and in the scriptures, this is one of the reasons that got him crucified. He said, my Father works until this day, and so I work. I mean, they wanted to crucify him because he called God his Father.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's saying is that God works. God creates the world. God holds the world in existence. God is working everything to the perfect end through his providence. So God is always mm-hmm. working to make the world better.
Yeah.
And as his children, we get to take part in making the world better
mm-hmm.
in according to our gifts.
And we're not going to be happy without that work.
No, you can't be happy without work. Now, we have to broaden our definition of work.
Mm-hmm.
Work is not just what you get paid for.
That's so important to state, because I feel like when people have these debates, especially over something like someone choosing to be a stay-at-home parent,
right?
The importance is that when you redefine work, it's the service that you're doing for another.
And having and raising children to be productive, good members of society mm-hmm. and the church is the highest good possible.
Yeah.
So but really the most important work in the mm-hmm. world is mothers.
But you're so right that this is where we get this disillusionment, or like people, there the breakdown happens where we don't know what work is, and so we think that those two things are in conflict. Work culture, as in the culture that says, if you're not working yourself to the bone, you're useless. I was talking with a friend in New York, and he said the hardest thing is that, especially in New York, they have this mindset that if you're getting enough sleep, if you're not putting all of your money towards work and all of your time towards work, if you have a social life and you're not just working all day, then you're not a good person. Work is morality for them. It's like you have to be part of that machine, or you're not sacrificing enough. Why are you even in New York? Get out.
Which really just means you're just a slave.
You're just a slave, yeah.
Rather than operating as a son or daughter of God.
And you're angry at others if they're not doing the same thing. Yeah. If they have any value or meaning in their life, if they have balance in their life, you hate them for it because you don't have balance in your life.
Well, all slaves hate those who are free.
Wow, that's an incredible line. Wow.
We have to live according to our dignity as sons mm-hmm. and daughters of God.
Yeah.
I want to work because God, my Father, has endowed me with mm-hmm. gifts that I want to use for the good of others.
Yeah, I also just care enough about the people around me that I want to give them quality service. And it shows that I think we have this mentality that if we're following the rules of the workplace, if we're following the rules of our government, we're following the law, then our work is moral. But that's not necessarily true, especially when it comes to just perhaps like a business that is constantly almost scamming their customers by giving them the lowest quality that they can because they don't care about
the highest price.
For the highest price. And you see that a lot, and people justify it because it's not, they don't understand why it could be wrong morally. It just feels bad. They might be like, I don't feel spectacular, but legally there's nothing wrong with this. And that's not the right mentality, because you're basing morality off of this fake monetary value.
This is precisely why, you know, this is the unbelievable gift of God becoming man in Jesus, teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't just go away when he ascends into heaven. He stays with us to teach through the church over these centuries to give us a clearer and clearer understanding of these very human things, mm-hmm. like work.
Yeah.
We spend, like you said, so much time at work that we better have a very good reason for what mm-hmm. we're doing.
Yeah. I think I'm very fortunate. I love working for School of Faith because it's so easy to see meaning in my work. And I really feel like everyone I'm working with cares so much about what we're doing, more so than they care about just getting a paycheck, which makes work life very easy. But even in like my personal work, in my creative pursuits, it's really important to keep an eye on the ball and see, like, do I want to make something? Do I want to make content or write a book or something? Because people would see that as impressive and you could get a lot of money off of it. Or are you really concerned about what you can be giving to others?
Exactly.
And that's my very simple takeaway of how I want to approach work every day.
I think that could be the resolution for this meditation. We have to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Things cost things.
Yeah.
But that's not the value of our work. As a resolution, let's think about what is the good that I'm doing for others?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's try to do that in the greatest way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we will be happy. The people we work with and serve will be happy. Mm-hmm. And most of all, God will be pleased.
Yeah, let's not do the minimum at work because we can get away with it.
Because it ain't going to make us happy in mm-hmm. the end anyway.
No, no.
That's a good resolution. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.